Regina, they've done it the hard way, but Mike McEwen and Team Saskatchewan have made it into the semi-finals of the 2024 Montana's Brier. McEwen prevailed over the Matt Dunstone team of Manitoba 6-5 in the afternoon 3-4 playoff game to secure a spot in the semifinals against the loser of the 1-2 game between Brendan Botcher of Alberta and Brad Gushue of Team Canada later on Saturday night. It had been two must-win games in a row for McEwen after dropping a 9-7 decision to Botcher on Friday. McEwen ended up taking on Jamie Coa and NWT and won easily 7-0, stealing 6 out of 7 points. McEwen was also up to his old tricks against Dunstone, scoring 2 in the first end and later stealing points in the 5th and 6th ends to build a 5-1 lead. But Saskatchewan ran into trouble as Dunstone mounted a furious comeback with 2 in the 7th and 1 in the 8th to cut it to 5-4. In the 9th, McEwen opted to allow Dunstone to score 1 to preserve the hammer. In the 10th, he delivered on that final shot to earn the 6-5 win. Speaking to reporters afterward, McEwen reflected on his missed shot in the 8th end that led to Manitoba scoring to stay in the game. "Maybe it's good I missed that, because I had to make a shot that for all intents and purposes might be what it feels like to have a shot to win the Brier," McEwen said of his pressure-packed final shot he had to make at the end of the game. "So I think that was good that happened, that I missed that shot in the 8th, that I had to throw a precise shot to win, because should we get the opportunity, that's what it's going to take to beat Gushue and Botcher." McEwen now has a team into the Canadian men's semifinals for the first time since the 2017 Brier in St. John's. This Brier at Brandt Center has been extra special, receiving the support throughout of the home fans as Team Saskatchewan. Street. "John's was amazing, but I wasn't the home team, so this is better. It's going to go down as one of my best memories ever in my whole career, no matter how this ends." As for Dunstone, he was proud of the Manitoba team's ability to fight back into it. "It's a tribute to our team, how resilient we are. That's why we're one of the toughest teams in the world to put away." But Dunstone was disappointed at yet another close but no cigar finish for his team at a Brier. "You kind of wonder when it's going to be your time, you know," said Dunstone. "Been close a lot of times. Again, proud of the group. I mean, we've been in must-win territory since it feels like Saturday when this event started. We're going to be back, and we promise we will be in the same position again."